This edition of Steve Adubato Uncut, the podcast, has been made possible by Meadowlands Chamber, University Hospital, and Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey. We are honored to be joined by our longtime friend Elise Clennon, Executive Director of the New Jersey Sharing Network Foundation, and Paul Jova, Board Member of the New Jersey Sharing Network Foundation, and the father of Andrew, who was an organ donor. And by the way, thank you, Elise, for joining us, and definitely, Paul, we're honored by you being with us as well.
Well, thank you for having me today. Appreciate it.
Paul, I want to start with you. Tell us about Andrew. 2008, he lost his life at 17 years of age. A decision was made to donate his organs and to give the gift of life to so many others. Can you talk about him and that decision?
Well, Andrew was your typical 17-year-old waiting to get his driver's license, being driven around by myself and my wife. And one night, tragic accident, he decided to do something a teenager, you know, thinks he could, something impossible, jump out of a car, you know, roll and just get up and walk away. Well, it didn't happen. He struck his head on the curb. And that's the moment our lives changed. My wife, and my whole family's life changed. Andrew was rushed to the hospital. I met him there. And for 2 days, we were in that hospital room waiting for a miracle to happen. You know, Andrew was a giving, caring young man, always full of life and energy. And, you know, to see him sitting there waiting for life to be brought back to him really impacted my wife and myself. His story is, you know, a story of just, he wanted to give back. He always was looking to help other people, always. The day of his accident, he was at a youth ministry in Camden, helping other kids, you know, less privileged than him. And he came back and this little accident happened, and like I said, it changed our lives. Andrew was a great kid.
And the decision was made to donate his organs.
Yes, the decision was made. We were in that hospital room waiting for a miracle to happen. And when the New Jersey Sharing Network representative approached us, my wife and I decided at that moment to donate his organs because we didn't want another family to be sitting there waiting for a miracle to happen and not get it. We didn't get that miracle, but we wanted to help someone else. Maybe they can get the miracle they deserve.
Elise, you've known Paul for a while. You know the story about Andrew, about their family. When you hear it in this setting, and it replicates, unfortunately, so many other stories, but on the upside, so many opportunities for the gift of life, not for the right reasons or good reasons, but it happens. Your reaction to listening to him?
I'm hearing Paul, I'm hearing you talk about Andrew, and it's no surprise because I've known you and I've known Jen for so long. It's no surprise to me that Andrew would be such a giving boy, such a boy who was in Camden helping others that day, because that is how I know Paul, that is how I know Jen, that's who they are, that's who the Jovas are, very giving people. And so I've heard the story before, but every time I, you know, it's like I'm hearing it for the first time. And I'm wishing we were in studio right now so I could put my hand across the desk and you know, reach out to Paul.
You know, Elise, we've had so many conversations. We've had a relationship for a long time with the Sharing Network in terms of public awareness. Creating more public awareness around organ and tissue donation. To what degree did Paul just send a message to so many others about what they could and should be doing to give the gift of life to others? And you can do that on your license, if I'm not mistaken, your driver's license, correct? Or you can go to the New Jersey Sharing Network website, which is up right now. Please, Elise, go ahead.
Yes, you're right. We encourage people to learn more about organ donation. It's a very personal decision. You heard Paul talk about the decision that he made with his wife and that Andrew made as a donor himself. So it's very personal. We want you to learn more and talk to people who've, listening to Paul's story, hearing someone who made that decision and why they made that decision, I think really helps someone think, you know, kind of within themselves. And like you said, you can register at Motor Vehicle. You can register at our website, and you can register right on your iPhone.
Hey, Paul, what is it that you do want to say? By the way, the Transplant Games, let's let everyone know, the Transplant Games, July 16th to July 19th at the American Dream. Real quick, give me 20 seconds on that, and then I'll come back to Paul. What is the what are the Transplant Games, and why do they matter, Elise?
We're thrilled to partner with American Dream to bring our life-saving message to that property and to the thousands of people in and around, hundreds of thousands of people in and around New Jersey, and then millions and around the world to share our message, particularly of hope. Paul shared his story. He talked about the family on the other side of that story, receiving the life-saving gift. And the Transplant Games are our opportunity to bring the entire community together on the donation side and the transplant side to celebrate life and give hope.
Paul, what would you say to everyone else watching right now who not only is moved by you, respects you and your wife, Jen, tremendously, and trying to imagine what kind of young man Andrew was, by the way you described him, all positive, right? What would be the message you would want to share with everyone right now?
Miracles can happen. They happen in many different ways. We can affect people's lives greatly just by taking a moment and realizing that all you have to do is check that box and you can save a life. And you can, I've met many people that his organs and his tissue have impacted, and their lives and their families' lives that are impacted. That little ripple effect of how one little thing can change. It's not a little thing, excuse me, but one thing can change so many lives for the better.
By the way, what do the Transplant Games mean to you, Paul?
Well, I was lucky enough to be at the Transplant Games in Salt Lake City. And it was one of the most memorable moments in my life to have strangers come up to me, never met them before in my life, and thank me for making that sacrifice. And it's not my sacrifice, but my son's sacrifice. And my wife and I were overwhelmed with joy that to see the life impacted by other people and how they're living their lives because of decisions made at one of the worst possible times. You know, the Transplant Games are undoubtedly one of the greatest events around. And I can't wait. You know, it's amazing.
You know, Paul, real quick, before we have to end this segment, unfortunately, because of time, the 5K Celebration of Life, I believe, is on September the 12th. Help me on this, Elise. Listen, we'll be there. We look forward to it. It's been years that we've been physically there in New Providence, interviewing families and people who have given the gift of life, received the gift of life. Tell everyone what's going to happen that day.
So we're on Sunday, September 12th in New Providence at New Jersey Sharing Network headquarters. We will be over 10,000 people strong. We are excited to come back after 2 years not being together. Last time we had a 5K was back in 2019. So we are looking forward to seeing our whole community together, sharing stories together. I'll be giving out free hugs for the day. We haven't been able to do that in so long. And we're so glad that you're going to be there with us, Steve.
And more importantly, Paul's going to be there.
I'll be there. Team Andrew will be there. 75 strong. I happen to be the co-chair this year. But yes, 75 strong members will be there. Keeping Andrew's name alive.
Hey, we will be there, and I look forward to being there with you, Paul, and to you, Elise, and to Joe Roth and the great team at the Sharing Network. Important work, and the work is never done. People are waiting across the state and nation for their life to be saved, their lives to be changed, waiting for an organ. Hey, Elise, Joe, thank you. Excuse me. Thank you so much, Paul. I'm talking about Joe Roth's on my mind as well, your CEO. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time.